Welcome to Theodore Payne Foundation's 42nd year of the Wildflower Hotline. I'm Tom Henschel. The Hotline offers weekly updates on the best locations for viewing spring wildflowers in Southern and Central California. All locations are on easily accessible public lands and range from urban to wild, distant to right here in L.A. In the Coast Ranges of California, at Pinnacles National Park, mid-spring wildflowers are popping up along the many trails available to visitors. Maybe you'll be surprised with a glimpse of a rare California condor circling above. A fun plant easily spotted in open, sunny areas is gray mule ears, growing in large patches. The name appropriately describes the large, fuzzy leaves that resemble big, floppy ears. The wind poppies are found in shady foothill areas. Their bright orange flowers, balancing on a single long stem, stand out in the shade. The pretty purple wine cup clarkia is widespread in the park and supports a wide range of pollinator species, so you'll likely encounter a number of colorful insects as well as colorful flowers. Wildflower enthusiasts are flocking to Figueroa Mountain in the Los Padres National Forest. Notably, the poppy display currently is beyond belief. The lake fire last summer charred the landscape, but colorful annuals came roaring back. Look for a number of fire follower species like Fiesta Flower, Chia, Goldfields, Globigelia, Blue Dicks, Mariposa Lily, Miner's Lettuce, Red-Skinned Onion, various Phacelias, Silver Puff, Chocolate Lily, Yellow Monkey Flower, Sky Lupin, Wallflower, California Golden Violet, and many more. Some perennials are making their way back as well, including Silver Bush Lupin, California Buckwheat, and Bush Poppy. Make the effort to visit before the weather gets hot. At Theodore Payne Foundation, Shoei Penstemon is a prolific bloomer decorating Theodore Payne's gardens in vivid purple. Also exciting, the first of the Motilleja poppy flowers have opened along the parking lot and are inviting visitors to explore more in the garden. Chia can be found blooming around the demonstration gardens, Wildflower Hill, and the sales yard, along with California brittlebush, common sunflower, and many sage species. Both prickly pear and beaver tail cactus are in bloom and very showy. That's it for this week. Visit the Wildflower Hotline website to see photos of these and more wildflower sites. Check the Theodore Payne website for details, theodorepayne.org. The next report will be available Friday, May 9th.